9, smartphone, DSTV channel 856, and on 92.7 and 106 FM.
This is 702.
And it is 18 minutes past 7. We talk personal finance this time on a Sunday. And Paul Rolfser joins me on the line, of course. He's our in-house certified financial planner. And Paul, good morning.
Good morning, Rafui.
We're giving our listeners a bit of homework today, just in case, like I said earlier, they didn't have enough to do as they wrap up and finalize 2019. So we're talking about, the final week before we all sit off on holiday. But essentially, what is the checklist that you're giving us in terms of our personal finances? What should we be making sure that we stay on top of before we relax and then head into Jan?
Well, school's out a little earlier this year too, right, for that matter. Last year, I remember having a similar conversation. It was sort of ended up a bit later. But yes, it's out early, and yes, the holidays are on the doorstep.
Yeah.
And it's just a checklist to kind of just give us peace of mind that while we're away, you know, we've done what we possibly could just to circumvent any problems. Now, it's that time of year too where we first of all kick off with that option letter that should have arrived by now in terms of our medical aid plan. Now, that's a very deliberate decision to make, and I think you should have made that choice, or at least make that choice before you go on holiday. And remember, you know, it's one of those things that I think needs a lot more attention than people give it in general. You know, we get the option letter, we can't really understand most of the plans today. I mean, they're so complicated with all these features and benefits.
They can be, absolutely.
It basically nails down to the cost aspect of the plan.
Mm-hmm.
And what we tend to do is just pick the block on the cheaper option, you know, and then off we go. Not quite understanding how much of the benefit we might be giving up or not going to be enjoying for the new year. So I think you need to sit down with some information, especially with an advisor if you can't really get through it all, and just make sure that you're choosing an appropriate option. The medical aids are very difficult to get right. You never know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
And sometimes we over-provide for that in the new year too, because we think, well, let me just take the top option.
Yeah.
And then we over-insure ourselves.
Yeah.
But on the other side, the converse applies too. We can also go for a cheaper option and then under-insure.
I have to say, Paul, for me, what's made the sort of my medical aid journey easier is having experienced exactly that, having that experience of a medical aid where you sit down with the planner and they just spew all this jargon at you, and you think or hope you've got a good sense of what it is that you've just signed on for and don't really get the value that you want. My next step was to shop around for an option or medical aid that when I inquire, I get jargon-free information. I am told, and you know, I have all of this broken down for me. Number one, no one's trying to rush me and get me off the phone or get me to agree to something. But you know, time is spent explaining something to me, breaking it down for me. And once I get off the phone, I get that SMS. I get that email that confirms what we've just spoken and once again lays it all down, jargon-free, understandable, that I can, you know, read through the first time and still get. And I just think, you know, medical aid coverage does not have to be that unclear or mysterious. If your medical aid just is not clear to you after a conversation with the call center or having, then like, what are we doing here? Why are we spending this money? I'm sorry, you can find one that actually respects you enough to take the time to understand that product. If it doesn't want to do that, then I don't see why you'd feel right about spending your money there, you know?
You're so right, and the key is to understand.
Yeah.
But here's just one simple rule around medical aid that I govern my advice from.
Mm-hmm.
It's just ensure that your big bills are paid for.
Yes.
And that's when you step into the hospital, make sure you've got a plan that keeps you in hospital unlimited, and you can access any hospital.
Yeah. And when you call to plan your hospital visit, for instance, and to get, you know, that clearance, it comes immediately and quickly. You know, you get that feedback as soon as possible. You know, it's all about being as efficient as possible.
Well, that's the other side of it too, dealing with a reputable company.
Yeah.
You know, if you're going to take up one of those offers that they dish out at the robots, you know, where you've got that little pamphlet that says 49 Rand and you're covered, you must understand you get what you pay for. But on the other hand, I think hospital bills are the big bill. hospitals. Mm-hmm. They're the ones that you would have to sell your house for if you're going for a major operation. Mm-hmm. So make sure that at least when you step into you're admitted to hospital, you're covered, and it should be an unlimited coverage as well, not one that's going to be limited for an X amount of days and then you're stranded again.
Yeah.
So I think that's a starting point, but like you say, then you've got to flesh out all the understandable things and get that right before you take off.
Yeah. And what of short-term insurance evaluations, Paul? What should we be looking at there?
Well, I think that's also an important one, probably a lesser-known one too, is that your car depreciates, and it actually depreciates on a monthly basis. And I think what you should try and do is just ensure that your short-term plan is in place. Obviously, you want your goods protected while you're away. But the other side of it, just to set you up for the new year, give your short-term insurer a call and just make sure that he's got the current value of your vehicle insured and not the one that you initially insured.
Mm-hmm.
Because what they tend to do is just keep that value going and then bring it down on request. Some companies do it naturally, or they do it on a monthly basis.
Mm-hmm.
But the key is just to ensure for peace of mind that your car is insured at the right value, and you're not overpaying for it on an inflated value that you're not going to get should something happen.
Yeah.
But make sure that that is in place.
Still on the same vein as making sure you're covered is checking your alarm system. A great time to get it serviced as well, actually.
Well, that's the other side of it too. Obviously, you want peace of mind that that's all working and that your alarm response company is certainly around. But it also ties in with the short-term insurance. You know, if it doesn't work and you haven't paid attention to it, some of the contracts in the short-term space do insist that you have an updated serviced alarm system.
Yeah.
And I will just check to make sure that that's done too, just to, again, for peace of mind. But you want to do it for yourself as well. Just make sure that everything's up and running.
All right.
So that while you're away, someone's looking after your valued property.
Yeah. Covering January expenses as well as cleaning out your loyalty rewards are the next 2 points. What expand on that.
Well, we've spoken to this a couple of times. Just make sure that you've got enough left aside to cover January expenses before you take off. It's not your holiday money. It's money that you owe for January. So keep it real.
Try explaining to the kids why there's no food in the cupboard. Come on,
right,
guys.
So, well, we've got to cover those. You know, January the 1st is still going to take place. And like those debit orders do still run their course.
Yeah.
And you don't want to turn the corner with, bouncing that checks and debit orders so you want to make sure that as you go away, just do a smart little budget to say, look, how much do I need to cover those expenses? You set that aside, leave it in the accounts where the debit orders will come through. Obviously, leave aside other things that you anticipate paying for when you get back from holiday. And that's basically a little mini budget for yourself. So you've put yourself aside for January coverage and expenses, and the rest is yours to spend during the Christmas or the festive season.
Say it louder for the kids in the back of the classroom.
Well, it's a good education story for them too. You know, they could probably get with it because they're going to have to exercise this one day as well.
Yeah.
It's a fact of life, isn't it?
Absolutely.
But the other side of it too is the loyalty side, the loyalty cards too. You know, what about going into all your wallets and purses and things and look at those loyalty cards and see what value is still left. Some of them expire at the end of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them aren't used up. And perhaps there's some value in there too, if you will.
You
know, you could probably say, well, let me flesh them out and let me see if there are a couple of discounts I can take up or maybe convert into cash. Some of them do have cash benefits. And maybe just clean out all those loyalty things. And we did speak about loyalty cards during the course of the year.
Yeah, we did.
Maybe also a good idea to streamline them and boot out those that you're not using.
Mm.
Because some loyalty cards do come at a cost.
Yeah.
And you don't want them just to kind of renew that automatically and you're not going to use it again for the new year.
Yeah, we'll extend that to all those streaming contracts that you've got that you might not, or accounts that you've got that you probably haven't paid attention to in a long time. And maybe it's time to just relook those and cancel the ones that you need to cancel. Here's a very important one, Paul, as we wrap up, updating your will, right?
Well,
before you go off on holiday. Not the most exciting thing, but so important.
Not at all exciting, but certainly, and also one that's most ignored as well. I think wills are things that everyone wants to get around to. We know that, we should do it, but we never really get to it.
Yeah.
And this is, again, a great time to do that. you know, there is a risk with you traveling. You know, there's a risk involved. This is the time of year, too, where we get all those horrific, you know, stories of, of what happens on the roads, et cetera. And we can't ignore the fact that, you know, it is a risky time. But I think more importantly, again, for peace of mind, end of the year, let's take out the will. First of all, find it. A lot of people don't even know where it is or if they do have one.
Mm-hmm.
But find it in that special place where it should be. And have a good look at it to make sure that it is still relevant. To make sure it's signed. Make sure it does speak to what you really want to happen should something happen.
Yes.
And simultaneous death is the big question as well. You know, what happens to the children should something happen to both of you?
Mm-hmm.
So I know it sounds a little disastrous, but at the same time, it's a very valid point for personal financial planning. You want to make sure that your family is well protected holistically. And I would say that the will is going to be the very, very important document to have right before you take off.
Right.
Ensure that it's really going to address the things that you really need it to have. And if it isn't updated. It'll only take a day or two if you go through to your local bank, and they can get one going straight away. And have one in place before you take off.
Yeah, absolutely. Really, really key and important. Paul, thank you so much. We will chat again next week.
Thanks, Rafiwe. Good chatting to you.
Thank you. Paul Relissa there, certified financial planner. It's just a checklist of things to do before you take off on your holidays. Then you can truly relax.